Head the Sledge, Dog Eat Dog, Jason's Classic. That's a really that's a fine pick over there. Jerry Bader Show 1007. I've got to get through a bunch of stuff here in the next 23 minutes because I want to take up a topic that we'll spend a lot of time in the next half hour. First, I want to address the phone call Jason just got. They asked if I was related to Jill Bader. Yes and no. Huh? How can that be true? They were referring to Jill Bader, who used to be on Governor Scott Walker's team, long gone. She hasn't been on Scott's team for a long time. She's no relation. Her Bader is a German heritage. Mine is Walloon Belgian. Dr. Jill Bader, OBGYN in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. That's my niece. And she's married to a brain surgeon. And they have a lovely child, by the way. I don't know if they allow dogs to look. Actually, Sylvie's like 2.5 now. I don't know. I don't think it's a concern anymore. But Jill Bader, the political operative to whom she has not been in Wisconsin politics since Scott Walker took office, more or less. It's amazing, the conspiracy nuts out there. After all the hype, NFL prospect Michael Sam's combine performance was unimpressive. He bombed. 40-yard dash, 4.91 seconds, tied for 18th. Bench press, he can only bench press 225, 17 reps. Tied for 47th, second to last. I mean, just look into the way he's built. Vertical jump, 25 and a half inches, tied for 39th. Broad jump, 114 inches, tied for 14th. I was kind of disappointed in my vertical jump, he told NFL Network in an interview. I think I was overthinking. He bombed. He also appeared stiff during his workouts, slow at times, lacked fluid movement. That lack of motion makes it tough for a defender to make adjustments after the snap, especially where he would likely, that's the stuff he had to look really good at. We talked about this yesterday, that rangy stuff that a guy is an outside linebacker who was a defensive lineman in the NFL. You're going to cover a tight end or whatever. Boy, if he doesn't redeem himself somehow, he could fall to 6 or 7 or not get drafted. I'm just saying. Yeah, I understand. There's still a chance at redemption. But I'm saying he's going to have to redeem himself now. He bombed. He said he only wants it to be judged on his football ability. Final answer? Just wondering. I'm fine.
Wrong.
At the moment. We'll see. And there's guys who bombed at the combine that have played very well in the NFL. You would admit that. So, we'll see. Wow. A liberal magazine is apologizing for alleging voter caging by Governor Scott Walker's campaign. The Progressive magazine, that's its name, The Progressive. It's a cautionary tale as Democrats look for dirt on the governor by pouring through recently unsealed emails in a criminal appeal by one of his former aides, writes Jason Stein of the Journal Sentinel. The magazine initially questioned last week whether emails by Walker's aides referring to caging might refer to illegal practices that seek to knock eligible voters off the rolls. But the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is steering clear of those allegations because in politics, caging can have another meaning referring to a legal procedure related to campaign finance, and that's exactly what it was. And they were roundly and soundly ridiculed for this. And in an editor's note on the online magazine, piece now reads, upon further research, the emails referenced in this story appear to relate to use of software called Complete Campaigns, which is a back office program for processing campaign donations, not a voter caging scheme. The Progressive regrets this error. Item two, Politico. While everyone else in the liberal media is hyperventilated, looking for some criminal activity in emails that were part of an investigation that found no criminal activity concerning Scott Walker, they are the only one that writes, the Walker scandal snoozer. No crotch shots, no mistress in Argentina, and no political vendettas featuring a bridge. Scott Walker is one lucky guy. A trove of the Wisconsin governor's aides' emails released this week so far appear to contain few of the elements of a career-damaging digital scandal. Instead, the most serious accusations involve campaign laws more likely to elicit yawns than outrage. Even ordering a public employee axed over shots of her in a thong got more eye rolls than anything else. It's as if, to borrow from Daniel Patrick Moynihan, the controversies of recent years are defining digital deviancy down. Whereas once an embarrassing email could do some major damage, the Republican governor is following in the footsteps of polls who have raised the bar on what is truly shocking. And here's what they're saying. It's all a lot of wonk stuff that the average voter isn't going to understand. It's not an Anthony Weiner crotch shot. It's not any of those. It's not even Chris Christie snarling traffic. It's wonky stuff that the average voter isn't going to give a rat's butt about. I the other day questioned if Walker had taken it too lightly. I'm starting to think they got this one right. Here's another piece to go with that. You're hearing about all this illegal activity the media is reporting that was discovered in these emails. Email activity for which there were never charges. Rick Essenberg, who knows a thing or two about the law, writes at Right Wisconsin. What does the law really say? This much we know. The Milwaukee County DA, or at least some of his assistants, burrowed through Scott Walker's tenure as county exec for almost half as long as Walker actually served in that office. They seized computers and subjected them to forensic exams. They tossed people's homes, seized mountains of records. They cajoled and threatened and hauled witnesses before the Star Chamber that Wisconsin calls a John Doe probe, despite the fact that the investigation was going nowhere and its frequent leaks were enabling political abuse, they persisted. But even some prosecutors, or at least the DA himself, ultimately came to see the obvious and gave up the ghost. They appear to have started a new, even less defensible investigation, but that's a topic for another day. Journal Sentinel reported on Sunday, as they reported, the released emails do not show that Walker did anything illegal. But why not? Glad you asked. Now listen carefully to this part. Although news reports, and this is what you're hearing over and over and over, that liberals are salivating over because they're using this news footage to their benefit. Although news reports have generally said that it is illegal for public employees to campaign on government time, there are actually two statutes that are generally in play in such cases. The first makes it a misdemeanor for any person to solicit or receive a contribution or service or for a political purpose from a public employee during normal work hours or while performing his or her official duties. The law also prohibits raising campaign funds in a government building. Ambitious prosecutors sometimes try to bump conduct that violates that section up to a felony by charging a violation of another section, which for our purposes makes it unlawful for a public official or employee to act in a way inconsistent with the duties of his or her office to obtain a dishonest advantage for himself or confer one upon another person. The idea is that one is not supposed to campaign and that doing so confers a dishonest advantage on the favorite candidate. Now, as you've probably already noted, these statutes are a bit vague. Indeed, in cases arising from the caucus scandal, the state Supreme Court split evenly on whether one of the sections could be applied even to the more obviously political activity at issue there. But criminal statutes are to be strictly construed, and we ought to be able to agree that activities that are consistent with a public employee's official duties ought not be disregarded or should not be regarded as a service for a political purpose or an improper act conferring a dishonest advantage. I know, a lot of legalese here. That's what Rick Essenberg does. Political appointees will inevitably be tasked with framing and communicating messages that defend the boss's record and policies. Indeed, because policy is not made in a political vacuum, i.e., proposed bills and executive actions are debated and subject to political opposition, defending that record and pushing the boss's talking points are essential parts of government work. In other words, things that might benefit him as a candidate are part of the business day of people who work for him as already an elected official. Bottom line, that's what these emails reflect. That's why there was nothing illegal there. There could be things, and this, oh, well, they defended Governor or then County Executive Walker. Yeah, it's part of their job. Now, that does happen to benefit him as a candidate for governor. But you're never going to see that as illegal. And the way the media is either intentionally misrepresenting this or not understanding it is unconscionable. All right, in 5 minutes, Facebook spent $19 billion for a company that had $20 million in sales. Are they nuts, or was this a stroke of brilliance? It's 10:18.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.